Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for our weekly Capital Chat with the editor and publisher of the Frankfurt-based Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen Glasscock. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Alan.
So we have a couple of special elections sooner rather than later, one of them this week and the other the following week.
That's right, Alan. One special election is tomorrow, and it's over in Bullitt County, House District 49. There's a vacancy there. State Representative Dan Johnson died several months ago, and his wife is running to fill that seat behind him, and her opponent is a Democrat named Linda Belcher. And Linda Belcher had held that seat for several terms before she lost in 2016 by 156 votes to Dan Johnson. So that's expected to be maybe a close race. She's one of those educators that have hopped in the race.
And I understand that she's enlisted the help of a former Kentucky governor.
Governor Steve Beshear sent out fundraising letters on her behalf last week. He criticized Rebecca Johnson for saying that she wanted to continue her husband's work in office. He was a rather controversial figure and had political leanings that were unpalatable to the GOP. In fact, when he ran for office, the state party asked him to step aside and not run. And so Governor Beshear is using that against Rebecca Johnson.
And then we have another one the following week in eastern Kentucky. Talk about that race.
House District 89, that's on February 27th. We see an educator there, a school librarian named Kelly Smith. She's the Democratic candidate running against Robert Goforth. He's a business owner and a cattle farmer, Republican from East Bernstadt. And that district covers Jackson, Laurel, and part of Madison counties. One thing that's interesting down there is Goforth has given his campaign $100,000. For this special election, which is a lot of money. Compare that with the $11,000 that Kelly Smith has raised herself from a number of donors, including donations from Lexington State Representative Kelly Flood and State Senator Reggie Thomas.
And these will not change the balance of either chamber, but the important thing is it could be a harbinger of things to come November.
It could be. If Democrats nationalize the race against President Trump, he's, of course, a very divisive figure in some circles, and that could harm Republicans locally. But you're right, the balance of the state house will not change. Right now there are 62 Republicans, 36 Democrats. These two elections won't make any difference at this point. I should add that all four of the candidates we mentioned are running in the May primary, hoping to take seats in November if they win their primary.
You've done some research on voter registration here of late.
Yes, we looked at the change in voter registration over 2017, year 2017. We compared registration from January of that year to December and found that the largest growth was in the number of people who call themselves independent and registered outside the two major parties. 3.2% of the new registrants were independent. Republican registration grew by 2.2%, and Democratic voter registration actually dropped by 0.4%. So Democrats are going to need to get on it if they want to get those numbers up.
And this is significant in that if you register to be an independent, you cannot vote in the party primaries.
That's exactly right. Kentucky has a closed primary system, so you have to be a member of that party, registered to that party, in order to vote in the primary.
All right, and final note, you've been doing some studying up on the 6th District congressional race here around the Lexington area.
Yeah, that's heating up with Mayor Gray in the race, of course, and State Senator Reggie Thomas. The race is getting some national attention, too, and there are three political newsletters that are out of the Washington, D.C. area, and all three of them have moved the 6th district race into the leans Republican category, which makes Congressman Andy Barr a bit more vulnerable.
Well, that's all the time that we have for today. Our guest again has been Laura Cullen Glasscock, the editor and publisher of the Frankfurt-based Kentucky Gazette. Have a great week ahead, Laura.
Thank you, Alan. You too.